Let's begin. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much, Holy Spirit, for the opportunity we have to receive your word. Lord, we pray, Almighty God, that even as the meeting begins, may you help us to understand this word. The Bible tells us in Daniel 9, verse 22, that the angel came to Daniel and said, "I have come to give you insight and understanding." Lord, tonight we believe that angelic visitations giving us insight and understanding to run everything we need to run. In Jesus' name, O God, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, ladies and gentlemen, greet one another. And even as we are greeting each other, just do greet the wonderful pastor, Dr. Cassandra Mbasela, who is in our meeting tonight. Amen. So, without wasting time, I'm going to get right into what I've prepared for tonight. I mentioned that I have a meeting. Just after this, where I'm leading prayer. Praise the Lord. So kindly confirm with me if you can see what's on your screen. Give me a yes. If you can see what's on your screen, give me a yes. I just want to know that everybody can see what's on their screen. So I'm looking at the chat here. Praise the Lord. Yeah, so if you can see what's on the screen, it should be written how to set goals and achieve them. Praise the Lord. Okay, so let's move on. Perfect. Thank you so much. Let's move on. So this is us, wonderful IBS. We look amazing as usual. Praise the Lord. Okay, so my name is Robbie Makasa, and I am a mechatronics engineer. I'm a graphic designer. I'm an author. I'm a guitar instructor, and I'm the president of Interactive Bible Study. And tonight I am a teacher of God's word. I forgot to add, I recently got certified as in performance organizations, so measurement of organizations. Praise the Lord. So I'm gonna add that to the CV because why not? I'm certified now, praise the Lord. So it's so amazing to have you here tonight. I'm so excited. Amen. So yeah, certified. And yes, so let's get right into it. Setting goals. Now, why is it important to set goals? Goals, by the way, are the only ways to measure progress. Praise the Lord. So I did mention that I recently got certified in performance measurement. And what we were learning was why set goals? What is the importance of setting goals? One of the important things you learn about setting goals is that, number one, obviously, to track progress. Number two, also for awards. I'll give an example. When you go to a company or an organization, when people are rewarded or given bonuses, it's not really because they feel led by the Spirit to give somebody an award. Usually it's by merit, right? And so setting goals allows employers or shareholders to have a right to actually give awards, or to award you as the best in this. It's because they've been able to see that this person has been doing so well. We've been measuring that track record, and so they're deserving of this award. Amen. So the first thing you learn about setting goals is, number one, goal setting is writing down anything you want to do or become or have. Praise the Lord. So goal setting is writing down anything you want to do or become or have. So even as I'm teaching, I'll be sharing personal things with how we've been running IBS. Okay. So I'll give an example. Last year in 2024, I went to East Park. Those of you who live in Osaka, you know where East Park is. Those of you who don't live in Osaka or who are not in Zambia, East Park is a mall in Zambia, which is located in Lusaka. So I went there to write down what I wanted to teach for the whole year. Now you might be wondering, how can you write down what you should teach the whole year? Remember, the Bible says, commit your plans to the Lord. Now there are some of us who feel if I plan, then it means I'm going ahead of God. No, that's not how it actually works. God says in the scriptures, commit your works unto the Lord. So the work that you plan for is that thing that you commit. So whatever it is that you want to achieve, that you want to become, that you want to do, you start by writing. Praise the Lord. So look at what the Bible says in Habakkuk 2, verse 2 to 3. It says, Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Praise the Lord. So do you see that in the scriptures? It says, write the vision. God will not write the vision down for you. His part is to give you the resources, to give you the desire in your heart. In the book of Nehemiah, the Bible says that I did not tell anybody what the Lord had placed in my heart to do in Jerusalem. So in that scripture, you notice that God places certain desires, certain ambitions, certain things. How come for you, you've always just wanted to be a doctor, maybe? So you can't ignore such a thing. So it means that God has placed within you that desire to become something that you never knew you would actually be. So the scriptures remind us and say, write the vision down and make it plain. Let me tell you the secret of writing things down. The minute you can write it down, ladies and gentlemen, it shows an expression of faith. If you're not writing it down, it's actually very hard to even achieve it because you can forget. And before you know it, you are actually in the sixth month of the year and you're thinking, oh my goodness, I actually wanted to become slimmer this year. But because you didn't write down a workout plan, you've not been able to express that faith. So the Bible says, write the vision and make it plain on tablets. And then he says that he may run who reads it. Right? So you know what I do? There's a vision for IBS. And each time I'll be reading it out and I'm saying, okay, these are the goals we have. And then another reason why you write goals. So I'm actually flexing right now because I'm freshly coming from being certified. So the information is still fresh. So another reason why you write down goals is it actually helps you to know how far along you've come. Do I need to redirect certain things? Am I moving in the right direction? Because how do you know you're actually moving in the correct direction? Praise the Lord. So goal setting is like your GPS. It's taking you somewhere, but then it also reroutes if you're moving in the wrong direction. Those of us who have cars, or those of us who've been in a car before, those of us who've used Uber services, right? So you notice maybe your driver wants to use a certain direction, but then you know a shortcut. So you tell him, why don't you use a different way? And then you gotta notice on the GPS, it says rerouting so that it can get to the same place, but using a different direction. So when you're setting goals, it helps you. So I'm now in the sixth month of the year. What did I say I wanted to do this year? What have I done? What haven't I done? What can I do for the things that I said I will do? Praise the Lord. And then look at what the Bible says in verse 3. It says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. Oh my goodness. So the Bible says that the minute you just write, things begin to move. Now, some of us are afraid to write down that plan for the business, to write down that plan for the organization. Why? Because you feel, I don't have the resources. I don't have the assets. I want to tell you something important. The biggest asset you have is you. And sometimes we don't see ourselves as assets. That's why we are thinking, I'm going to wait for the money to come. No, the biggest asset you have is you because you have a mind. You can see it. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in Genesis 15, God pulled Abram out and said, look at the stars. And then the word is, look, behold. And my pastor, Apostle Frederick Madaliso Kaluma, mentioned that to look doesn't just mean to see. No, it means to behold, to grab it. You know, when you are envisioning, that's the word I want, to envision. So God called Abram and said, I want you to envision. As far as your eyes can see, that will be the number of your descendants. Praise the Lord. So some of us are thinking, I just want to run a kiosk. But then God wants to take you out so that you can begin to envision. Praise the Lord. So the part of you envisioning is your part. So it says the vision is yet for an appointed time. You don't have to start thinking, oh, let me wait until things get better. Let me wait until I get the money. No, start with what you have. I'm going to give many examples in the scriptures. So God calls Moses and says, you're going to be the one who delivers the Israelites. And Moses has an excuse, but God, I'm not a good speaker. Praise the Lord. I'm not a good speaker. How can I speak to these people? Amen. What am I going to do? What's going to happen? So God provides Aaron as somebody to work with Moses. And then another instance, God delivers the Israelites, and now they face the Red Sea. And the Red Sea can be problems, challenges, every reason why you shouldn't move forward. And then naturally, the people of God start to complain. Moses, what are we going to do? They were complaining. And then Moses calms them down, goes to God and says, God, what are we going to do about this? And then God responds, why are you crying to me? Praise the Lord. Why are you crying to me? He says, get your rod and stretch your hands. So God was telling Moses, there is something that you have that you can use to part the waters. So tonight I want to ask a question. What do you have within you right now? Is it a dream? Is it an idea? Praise the Lord. You start with that thing. I want to encourage you. When I started IBS, I never thought we could actually come to this place, to come this far. And the minute I started to write down the vision, interestingly, things started happening quickly. Praise the Lord. Because the Bible says, write the vision down. And you know how you use the scriptures? When you're praying, you tell God, God, I've written down the vision. There's a girl I want to marry. Praise the Lord. I've written it down somewhere that in this year, praise the Lord. Now, when I talk about marriage, I'm not talking about myself. This is for someone, praise the Lord. But there's a girl I want to marry, Lord Jesus. And you see the desire I have. You place it within my heart to seek and find because I also want to have the favor that the Bible talks about, praise the Lord. And so that's you praying and speaking to the Lord. And when you begin to write it down, it says, the vision is yet for an appointed time. So there comes a time when what you've written down comes to fulfillment. Praise the Lord. It says, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it because it will surely come. It says, it will not tarry. Praise the Lord. So what do you want to do with your life? Write it down. The minute you can write it down, ladies and gentlemen, you've expressed faith. You've expressed that God can actually help you do what you want to do. Amen. Another scripture, Luke 14, verse 28. The Bible says, for which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? So that's in the New King James Version. In the NLT, the Bible says, but don't begin until you count the cost. For who would begin construction of a building without first calculating the cost to see if there's enough money to finish it? So, by the way, I'm a mechatronics engineer. And so, in engineering, there's something called computer-aided design. Now, some of us may be aware of it. I don't know if Brandon is in the meeting here. Okay, Brandon is here. So, he's gonna help me with this. I know because he's an architect, right? So, now before you start planning to build any building, you first have to plan it on paper, right? And so we have softwares like AutoCAD and different kinds of softwares where you write down or you draw the plan. So what would happen in our classes? Our teacher would tell us, I want you to build this 3D model. But before we build it, we'd actually have to do it in 2D, draw it, write the specifications. If this is going to be 30 centimeters, this one is 15. You write all that down. Why? Because you are counting the cost so that by the time you are building the construction, you have something to refer to. In the same way, when you are starting out that business, you already know what you want to do. Now, some of us, the problem we have is we want to wait until things get better, until the economy gets better. And then you realize that, wait, the economy isn't getting better. So does that mean that my dreams have to wait until things get better? Praise the Lord. I want to raise enough money. And that's very important. But the question I always ask is, how much is enough? Because when it comes to money, ladies and gentlemen, it feels like it's never really enough for the projects we have, right? Because the minute you hit this one, you're thinking of bigger things and you need more money. Praise the Lord. It was like that when we started IBS. When we first started IBS, we used to spend about 300 kwacha every month to run IBS. And then now we spend almost 1,000 every month. So when the vision becomes bigger, ladies and gentlemen, the cost actually increases. Now the Bible says, don't begin until you count the cost. So you want to be a person who's a shepherd like me. Do you know the prayers I pray? I'm always praying, Lord, I want to be a good shepherd. I want to know the people that you brought in my care. I want to be in their lives. Praise the Lord. And so this is why I take time to know everybody personally. So I've counted the cost. Now imagine you want to be a pastor or a shepherd, but you don't like people. It means you've not counted the cost. The biggest thing about being a pastor is being in people's lives. You're teaching them the word, but you notice Jesus was saying that he had compassion for the sheep. So you see that he actually wants to be in the lives of the people. This is how come wherever Jesus was, you found people. Very few instances do you see Jesus alone. Most of the time when Jesus is there are people somewhere. When Jesus is teaching, there's a multitude because he can't teach himself. Praise the Lord. So because he's a shepherd, he's shepherding people. So if I'm going to be a shepherd, I need to start learning how to talk to people. I need to start learning people's skills, communication, because I will be dealing with people. Amen. So what business do you want to run? Amen. You can go beyond the kiosk. Praise the Lord. But if we're always thinking, I'm just going to run a small little thing. No. Praise the Lord. Write the vision down. Sometimes when I'm thinking, I get terrified of the dreams I have, but I've written them down because I want the vision fulfilled. Praise the Lord. Are we following? So let's move on. Number two, divine approval of your dreams and goals guarantees divine participation. I love this one. Divine approval. So this means that, look, the minute God has approved that this is what you're supposed to do, oh God, there is divine participation. Look at what the Bible says in Genesis 39, verse 3. It says, and his master saw that the Lord was with him. This is talking about Joseph. And then it says, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. Verse 21. But the Lord was with Joseph. You can put your name there. The Lord was with Mary Nguni. The Lord was with Pastor Cassandra. The Lord was with Caroline. Praise the Lord. So the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. So what do you need to achieve? The Lord is with you. So when Pastor Dr. Cassandra is running Moral Motivation, oh God, and we know it's a global platform where people get educated because he's been given the mountain of education. So we know that the people that he needs to have favor with, when we are building organization, we have buildings where we can see there is Moral Motivation. Oh, we know that the favor of the Lord is there. Praise the Lord. Verse 23, the Bible says the keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority, because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made it to prosper. I want to share with you what I don't usually share. If the Lord was not with me running IBS, oh, we wouldn't be here today. Praise the Lord. But because there's a vision that's been written down, there's participation in the vision. I'll share this again. One time last year, I was praying and I'm telling the Lord, God, you've given me a vision and I need the help. And then at the time, we were in a place where we were constantly struggling to pay for Zoom. You know, it'll be a thing where, like, we're having meetings and you're thinking, next week we have a meeting because you have to pay for it and then you're paying in dollars. So when the dollar fluctuates, it means your money might increase or decrease. And then we discover that in the months that were coming, it kept on increasing. I'm thinking, Lord Jesus, you've given me a vision. There's no way we're not going to have a meeting because you are here with us. And that's me in my mind. And then one time, and I'm just talking to God. The next day, one of our members sends me a message and says, Rob, is there anything you'd want for IBS that we need right now? And I'm thinking, this question you've asked me, you don't know that the Lord is using you right now. And so by God's wonderful grace, this member paid for Zoom for the whole year. The amount was more than 4,200 kwacha. I'm sharing this just so that you know how vision works. Now, if you don't have a vision to start with, how can God give you the resources that you think you want? There is no vision, there's no plan, nothing has been written down. So how will God give you the resources that you need? Do you see what I mean? So the error we have is, oh, I'm going to start doing it when the money comes, when I have a job. No. So the minute there's that divine approval, ladies and gentlemen, write it down. Look at what the Bible says in Psalm 127, verse 1. It says, unless the Lord builds a house, it says the work of the builders is wasted. Unless the Lord protects a city, guarding it with unless the Lord protects a city, guarding with sentries will not do any good. So the Bible is just saying that the minute the Lord approves, that's why whatever you're doing, you need to spend time talking to the Lord. Lord, I want to start a business. And then you begin to pray. Don't do any major thing without talking to God. You want to go and marry a girl. You've not prayed. You've not sought counsel to even speak to your pastors or anybody. No, I'm just going to do it because I like her. You have no idea that this person maybe may not be the right one for you. That's why prayer is important, because do you know that prayer is the only assurance that there will be divine participation? Do you know why? When you are praying, you are transacting with heaven. Oh my goodness, I love this. You are transacting with heaven. That's how come the Bible says, your kingdom come on earth as it is where in heaven. And that was Jesus teaching the disciples how to pray. So the minute I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh Lord, that I want to have a car. Do you know what you're doing? You're transacting with heaven. But sometimes the reason why our prayers don't work is because we don't know who we are talking to, and we have no idea that there's a transaction going on. You are talking to the King of Kings. So when you say, Father, Lord, I'm believing you for a job, you've transacted. And so in heaven, they start making plans for how you get the job. Who do I need to talk to so that Michelle can get that promotion? Who do I need to speak to? The Bible says that the Lord controls the hearts of kings. Do you know what that means? When you're applying for that job, you know that I've prayed, I've spoken to the Lord. I don't need to worry about my managers. I don't need to worry about the interview because the Lord has spoken on my behalf. Praise the Lord. And so when I speak in prayer, there's a guarantee of divine participation. Praise the Lord. So whatever dreams you have, whatever goals you have for the rest of the year, maybe you set them out in January, I want you to spend time to pray over them. Do you know what I do every day? I pray over IBS because God has given me this vision. So I'm praying over IBS. Father, in the name of Jesus. Why do you think people keep coming? Because we pray over them and we are actually prepared for more people to join IBS. Praise the Lord. But if you're not participating in prayer, there is no divine participation. And I want to tell you something. The minute your vision is big, oh, you need the help. Oh, yeah, I promise you need the help. And that's why prayer is important. Amen. Let's move on. Number three, are we enjoying the meeting? Number three is create your dream war and environment that keeps you focused and motivated. Okay? Create your dream war and environment that keeps you focused and motivated. So remember, once you start, starting is good, but staying in the same place is harder than starting. That's why you can start and stop. Today, you can ask out one girl, the next thing, oh, I'm no longer interested in her. You see, so it shows that there's no commitment on your part. The next day, oh, I like somebody else. It means you don't have commitment. And the minute you move on to the next relationship, you dump the girl again because there is no commitment on your part. So starting is not always hard. It's the continuity. Can you continue? Can you continue? There was a time when in IBS, sometimes I'll be alone and I'm teaching the word of God. I'm just alone. Imagine teaching yourself the word of God, which you prepared for others. Praise the Lord. But I refuse to give up. So I have persistence. The Bible says, write the vision. Amen. And then because it's there for an appointed time. So it's not yet coming, but you are focused. Oh Lord, it's going to come. So look at what the Bible says in Deuteronomy 11, verse 20 to 21. It says, and you shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. Verse 21, that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give them. It says, like the days of the heavens above the earth. Look at that. So, what you've written down, what are you doing to keep you focused and motivated? I mentioned before that I've written down the vision for IBS. So, every week I look at it. Yeah, I look at it because I want to see, are we moving towards what we want to do? And then it means you also need to have friends who are also doing big things. So, who you talk to matters about your dreams. Some people are too small for the dreams you have. The minute you mention what you want to do, they're going to start telling you can't do it. Oh, no, you need to be 30 years old in order for you to achieve this. No, you need to be white, maybe in some places. A black person can't do such and such. So the minute you talk to small people, they will start to limit you. So when you're creating your dream world and environment, the purpose is to keep you focused and motivated. When we started IBS, rather, when the year began, I texted a number of people and I told them, write down what you want for this year. Now, the challenge is some of us don't participate in those activities because you just think, oh, Robbie has just come again. But I want to tell you something. There are people who wrote down what they wanted for this year. I'm going to use one member. I'm not going to mention the name. But last year, when I sent the message, she told me she wants to have a license this year. And the member is in the meeting today. And so she came to tell me when she got a license, like, Robbie, I got the license. And then I remembered because she sent me those desires. I'm like, wow, this is so beautiful. And then we laughed about it. I congratulated her and we moved on with life. Now imagine an opportunity has come where you can write down what you want to do for the year. And then, by the way, do you know what I do with what you send to me? I pray over those things. Praise the Lord. So when we ask you, write down the things you want God to do for you. Please participate and write them down. Amen. Because I want to keep you focused and motivated. Some of you know that I've come to ask you personally, how far along are you with this? I'll be checking in because I want to know. You said you want to do this year. So how far, right? So have an environment that keeps you focused and motivated. Praise the Lord. My pastor mentions that you need to have certain people in your boardroom of your life who you can talk to about certain things. Okay, this is what I want to start. What do you think? Praise the Lord. And then you're talking to big people, not people who are going to discourage you. Amen. Let's move on. Number four, set deadlines to create a collection of successes. Very important. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you can't just write down a vision and then you move on like that. Like it will just work out on its own. That's why we have vision 2025, vision 2030. Do you know why companies do that or organizations? Because they've given themselves a time frame. Do you know what a time frame does? Again, I'm flexing on what I learned. A time frame creates a sense of urgency. I'll give an example. When your mom, when we're younger, right, our parents would give us curfews. So they will say, get home at 4 p.m. You can go out, but I want you back home at 4 p.m. And you know, if you're not back home at 4 p.m., there's going to be a problem. So even when you're going, you have that in mind that I need to be back home by 4 p.m. If I'm back at 4:30, there's going to be a problem because I've actually gone against the word that was told or that was said to me. When you set a deadline, ladies and gentlemen, you create a collection of successes. This is what we want to do by this time. Those who are my leaders, they know. The way we created the leadership is we have a task list for the week. And so every Sunday, our secretary gives us the task. For instance, I'll give an example. Have you noticed that in the past week, we celebrated three birthdays? The reason why that was possible is because in the leadership group, there was a set of instructions that said the flyer should be designed by Monday because on Tuesday we have a birthday. If that flyer is designed on Wednesday, it means we've missed the Tuesday birthday. So there's a deadline. And then it's there on the task list. And on the task list, ladies and gentlemen, there's a name of the person responsible for that activity. So we've actually planned everything. Do you know that we plan for our morning until evening, from Sunday all the way to the other week? The things that are meant to be done. My leaders can actually testify. For instance, on Saturday, okay, I don't know what's happening on Saturday, but I know in one of the tasks we have to share a flyer. That's why in the group that you are in, you see that a flyer has been shared. Why? Because there's a set of instructions in a group that you're not in. There's a deadline for everything. So I want to lose weight by the month of June. So what am I going to do in order to lose that weight? I want to buy a car by end of year. So, what am I going to do? How much am I going to save? So, it helps you actually move forward. Praise the Lord. So, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1, it says, there is a time for everything. Look at that. And a season for every activity under the heavens. Amen. Yeah. And then the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 17, it says, I said to myself, God will bring into judgment both the righteous and the wicked. For there will be a time for every activity, a time to judge every deed. So the things that you've planned, what is the time frame? And I also just want to mention, even as you are making these time frames, create something that is actually realistic. Praise the Lord. So you know how much you get paid. So from how much you get paid, you know how long it'll take for you to maybe buy a car, maybe for you to actually buy a plot or buy land. You know, because it's based off of information that you have. Praise the Lord. So maybe you see, this is how much I'm getting. Again, I'm going back to counting the cost. So you know that, okay, this month I'm going to be saving 4,000 maybe, because the car I want to buy is maybe 120,000, right? So I'm going to be saving 4,000 so that in so much months I can buy that car because I'm saving for it. Praise the Lord. So set deadlines to create a collection of successes. Let's move on. I hope we are understanding the meeting. Number five, pursuit reveals true passion. So how do you know that somebody is passionate about someone? It's the pursuit. And I can, even before I talk about organizations, I can even talk about relationships. Ladies, a guy who does not pursue you does not love you. Period. There's no passion there. Look at what the Bible says. Genesis 2, verse 24. It says, a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife. Question, isn't the wife also leaving the house? How come the Bible only records the man leaving, and yet two people are actually leaving their homes? Because it's been created for the man to pursue. That's why a man, a lady who asks out a man, has already changed the dynamics of the relationship. The word to cleave there means to be in hot pursuit, constantly chasing after the same person. That's why if you're going to get into a relationship, gentlemen, be ready to commit. Commitment means every day I'm giving the same energy, even when I don't feel like it. It's a choice. So, ladies, don't settle for less. Oh, no. The man should pursue you. Praise the Lord. Anyway, Jeremiah 29, verse 13, NLT, the Bible says, if you look for me wholeheartedly, look at that, you will find me. Oh, my goodness. So, keep chasing after your dreams, keep pursuing those goals. When you look wholeheartedly, you will find. So, you're also creating persistence. Okay, I keep pushing, but I'm pushing until I do the thing that I want to do. Matthew 7, verse 7, the Bible says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek, look at that, and you will find. Knock and it will be open to you. So keep chasing, keep pushing for it, keep dreaming for it. And then I just want to say, whatever is in your mind, that's what you're going to do. But if already in your mind you feel you can't do it, you're not going to be able to do it. Some of us feel like, I'm too young to be a CEO. I don't think I can be a CEO because you feel you don't manage. I want to tell you something. When I started IBS, I didn't know. I didn't know everything that I needed to know. Praise the Lord. Yeah, like for me, when I started, all I had was a desire. Lord, I just want to teach the word of God to people, young people especially. I want them to know the word. I want people everywhere to just know Jesus. That's what I want. But I didn't know that I have to learn to be an administrator, to be organized. All these things I learned on the job. Now, some of us want to learn everything before the opportunity comes. No, like just start. And then when you get there, begin to improve yourself. You see that, okay, in this area, I'm not so good. So improve yourself. Praise the Lord. So pursuit reveals true passion. Whatever you're pursuing, it shows how passionate you are. That's how come for the last 2 years, for those of you been in IBS since 2023, you're meeting the same guy every Friday and Saturday, because I'm pursuing this vision that God has given me. Praise the Lord. And I'll keep pursuing it. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Number five, six. This is the second last one, and then we're done. Number six is uncommon goals will require the nurturing of uncommon relationships. Very important. Uncommon goals will require the nurturing of uncommon relationships. I just want you to know that you cannot achieve your goals by yourself. Now, maybe some of us believe in the thought, no, I want to be a self-made man. I'll tell you the problem of self-made people. I can't follow you if I can't find your track record. This is why, even when you join a company, they want references. They want to know your skill set by talking to the people who employed you before you joined them. Why? Because they want your track record. They can't trust you without references. You see what I mean? But some of us want to be self-made. No, we need to track where you come from. So before I started IBS, I can tell you my track record for free. It didn't just start to say, oh, I just want to be the president of Interactive Bible Study. No, it started from me just wanting to serve the Lord. My pastor always says that before you can find your purpose, find it in the general one. The general one means just going to church and serving in a department. Serving in whatever it is that has been found there, then you start to find your passion. I'll give you an example, for instance. I didn't know I was really musical until I got saved. Now, before I got saved, I noticed I used to play the marimbas when I was in the seventh grade and in the sixth grade, right? Now, I wasn't really musical then. I just liked the marimbas. But then I remember in 2017 at my church, they had all the instruments, but nobody could play the keyboard. So I started learning how to play the keyboard. And then the minute I learned, ladies and gentlemen, then I discovered that, oh, I actually love music. I went to China. I joined the instrumentalist group. After some time, I joined the choir. And then before I knew it, I was the leader of the praise and worship team. And then at the same time, I taught myself how to play the guitar. All that happened the minute, ladies and gentlemen, that I was a part of something there. I was a part of certain people who saw that, oh, I think you can actually do this. And then I tried. So sometimes we think, oh, I can do all things by myself. As long as Christ strengthens me. Yes, it's true. Christ will strengthen you. But the pattern that God has made is that you need people. That's how come Adam, in his perfection, before sin came, Adam was a perfect man. But the Bible says, and this was God's analysis, it says, it's not good for this man to be alone. Now, I know most of us love that scripture in relation to marriage or relationship, and that's okay. But really, God was making a general analysis of people. You can't do life alone. That's why God gives you pastors, He gives you family, He gives you friends, He gives you colleagues. It gives you people because you can't do what you want to do by yourself. Even if the vision has been given to you alone, a vision is given to one person for a people. So God gives me the vision to start IBS, but I'm talking to a people. So now you are part of this vision. Do you see? So I'm not doing this alone. When you're inviting somebody, it means you're helping in the vision. Praise the Lord. And yet the vision was given to one person. So uncommon goals will require the nurturing of uncommon relationships. The Bible says in Proverbs 15, verse 22, it says, plans fail for lack of counsel. That's in the NIV. But with many advisors, they succeed. Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9, New King James Version. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. So the plans that you have, and I'll say something bold. The minute you can do your dreams alone, it means your dreams are very small. Yeah, small dreams require only a small group of people, or even yourself. You can do it by yourself. But the minute your dreams are big, you're going to realize that you need people. Praise the Lord. Because to run the organization you need to run, you need diversity and skill sets that are different. You can't do everything alone. There are some people you may need to employ because the vision has grown, the organization has grown. Whatever you want to do, even if you are a student, you realize that sometimes, even if you like studying alone, you want to also be in a study group because you need people that can help you become that A plus student. Praise the Lord. So you can use this for whatever you do, whether you're a student, you run a company, you run a business, or you're just a normal employee. Amen. The last one for tonight, and we are out of here. The last one is keep the spirit of a finisher. Praise the Lord. Everything that starts has to finish. Praise the Lord. So don't start something and then don't, like you've just started, or you don't even get a chance to see it grow. Some of us start businesses before the business can even be given a chance to grow. You've given up. Oh no, there are no customers. I don't have the clients. I don't think the business is for me. I don't think I'm good enough for this. No, keep on doing it. Genesis 2, verse 1 says, thus the heavens and the earth and all the hosts of them were finished. Exodus 39, verse 32. Thus, all the work of the tabernacle, of the tent of meeting, was finished. So, when I'm talking about finishing, I'm talking about fulfilling. Fulfill your dreams, fulfill your goals, fulfill everything that God has placed within you. Look, there's a race that God has given you. That's how come in 2 Timothy 4, verse 7. The Bible says, I've fought the good fight of faith. I have kept the faith. I've run the race. That was Paul. So Paul was announcing to his mentee and saying, like, look, what God wanted me to do here, I've done it. So when we go to heaven, God is going to ask us, Caroline, what did you do with the resources I placed in your hand? When you look at the parable of the talents, you notice that the master was angry at the one who had this talent. Some of us are not doing anything with what God has given us because, oh no, I'm scared, I'm shy, I'm insecure, the low self-esteem, I'm black, and the community is a community of Caucasians, or there's a diversity of culture. I feel like because I'm black, I can't do the thing that I'm supposed to do. But God is not going to understand that, because when God placed you on earth, He placed you with things to do. You are here on assignment. Praise the Lord. You might as well do it well. Amen. Type it on the chat. I'm here with an assignment. Every one of us in the meeting here, we came here with assignments to do. Now, if you don't do what God has given you to do, then you're going to leave the earth with everything that God placed in you. Imagine you don't get to eat a mango tree just because you, like, the farmer refused to plant the mango seed. Now everybody can't enjoy mangoes because one person refused to plant the seed. Praise the Lord. So there are many great things that God has placed within you. You need to water it. And then when you look at the same mango, it may take a while until you can start plucking fruit. But because you're watering the small little seed, you're cultivating, it's in the right environment, there's enough sunlight, there's enough food for it, there's no competition from weeds, oh, you know you're going to pluck something from it. Praise the Lord. So the Bible says, John 17, verse 4, it says, I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, by the time you are leaving the earth, the only thing the Lord will remember is what you did for him on earth. Amen. So we've come to the end of the meeting, but I want to pray for all of you, so that even the plans you have, the desires you have, God gives you the strength to do it. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in 1 Kings, I think 19, verse 4, somewhere there, the Bible says that Elijah went in the strength of the food that he ate. Do you know what the Word of God does? The Word of God gives you the energy to fulfill your assignments. Because I've been teaching, I know there's a lot of you who feel I can take on anything right now because we've been given wisdom to do it. Praise the Lord. So I want to pray for you, even as the meeting is coming to an end. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, thank you so much, O Holy Spirit. Lord, we are grateful for the opportunity to hear your word tonight. And Father, Lord, we are strengthened and comforted. Lord, we go out there and pursue our goals, our dreams, and our vision. Lord, some of us started out well this year and we slacked. Lord, we ask for that energy, that zeal for life, that zeal, oh God, to do the things that you've given us to do on earth. In Jesus' name, oh God, we pray. Thank you so much, Almighty God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. So wonderful, IBS, we've come to the end of the meeting. We are going to upload this to the podcast. Amen. So I'm now going to join my next meeting. Thank you so much for joining in. Have a wonderful night and go to church tomorrow. Okay, bye-bye, everybody. Good night.